A small portion of a magistrate's job in North Carolina is performing civil marriage ceremonies, but it's become the focus of a big debate. A bill that's already passed the state Senate would allow state magistrates and Register of Deeds employees to opt out of this part of their job if it contradicts their religious beliefs. This is all part of a debate over same-sex marriage. WFAE's Lucy Perkins reports the legislation could have other effects if it becomes law.
Several magistrates in North Carolina resigned last fall. They didn't want to marry gay couples, so they quit, citing religious beliefs. And that's why Senate leader Phil Berger introduced this bill. It would let magistrates recuse themselves from performing civil marriages if they have a, quote, sincerely held religious objection.
Essentially, this bill ensures that all couples that seek to be married in a civil ceremony are going to be treated exactly the same way.
Senator Buck Newton, a Republican co-sponsor, presented the bill to a House Judiciary Committee 2 weeks ago. Newton says the bill is not discriminatory because magistrates who object to one marriage would have to recuse themselves from performing any marriage, gay or straight.
And so this bill essentially lays out the framework on which we're going to balance the religious freedom for employees of the court system versus the requirement that we serve all of our citizens.
That framework really concerns Maggie Garrett. She's the legislative director of Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. Garrett says similar legislation has been proposed in 8 other states, but she says the language in North Carolina's bill is the only one that doesn't directly refer to gay marriage. Instead, it refers to religious objections that can apply to any marriage.
What we're talking about here is a government official paid by taxpayer dollars being allowed to deny certain people marriage licenses and the performance of their ceremony.
And she says it could expand discrimination to other areas of public service.
If they can justify giving a blanket exemption to these government officials, the next step could be expanding it to other government officials.
Like a police officer refusing to assist a gay couple, says Beth Luttrell. She's an attorney for Lambda Legal.
The EMT worker who pulls up on a traffic accident and realizes, you know, they've got a gay sticker on the back and they don't want to touch people because they're gay, and they can call a supervisor, and while that person, you know, condition worsens, etc.
In other words, Pandora's box would be opened. Again, Maggie Garrett.
I think about clerks who might want to deny interfaith couples from getting married because they think that that is wrong. I mean, you could go down the list, and it could really be anything that someone has an objection to.
Trying to accommodate somebody's religious belief is an outstanding thing to try to do to the extent you can.
Republican Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius doesn't support gay marriage, yet he was one of only 2 Republicans to vote against the bill.
Writing legislation or agreeing on legislation that's going to violate the Constitution really gives me heartburn.
Tart brings up the 14th Amendment, the one that says individuals must be protected equally under the law. It also guarantees citizens due process.
Really probably not a good idea to set a precedent where public officials get to pick and choose which laws they're going to enforce.
While this is a controversial issue now, Tart says it won't be in the near future.
You know, the 20-somethings just don't see this as an issue anymore to a large extent. They're wondering why we're even debating this and dealing with it in the manner we still continue to deal with it. So I think oftentimes it's the older generations, my generation, that tends to struggle with it the most.
The bill now awaits debate in a House Judiciary Committee. For WFAE News, I'm Lucy Perkins in Charlotte.